proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about the Trinity in the Old Testament, we looked at various appearances of God the Son. These appearances, known as theophanies, involved the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ manifesting himself to individuals in the Old Testament. The Son of God interacted with such people while showing his deity in various ways. One of the first of these occurs in the 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis. Jacob wrestled with a figure described as a man. Afterwards, this figure blessed Jacob. He refused to reveal his name to the patriarch, however. Nonetheless, Jacob understood the nature of his antagonist, naming the location Peniel, meaning in Hebrew the face of God. Jacob also expressly declared that, quote, "I have seen God face to face," unquote. Another prominent example of a theophany occurred in the 5th chapter of the book of Joshua. As that commander stood outside Jericho, he beheld a figure with a drawn sword. When Joshua asked him whose side he was on, this figure told Joshua that, quote, "As captain of the host of the Lord am I now come," unquote. When Joshua heard that statement, he bowed down to that individual, recognizing him as God. Notice that this captain did not rebuke Joshua for the act of worshiping him. On a number of occasions, an entity known as the Angel of the Lord interacted with various Old Testament characters. He appeared to Moses in the burning bush, an incident recorded in the 3rd chapter of the book of Exodus. The Angel of the Lord spoke to people such as Hagar in Genesis 16, Abraham in Genesis 22, Balaam in Numbers 22, and Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. Some commentators have identified the Angel of the Lord with the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. An incident described in the 13th chapter of the book of Judges lends support to this interpretation. An entity known as the Angel of the Lord appeared to the wife of Manoah, who originally referred to this figure as a man of God. Afterward, that messenger directed her and Manoah to offer God a burnt offering. They complied, and when they did so, quote, "The Angel of the Lord," unquote, "ascended to heaven in the flame. Upon beholding this sight, Manoah cried out," quote, "We shall surely die because we have seen God," unquote. As with Jacob, Manoah realized who had visited him, the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. This reflection frightened him to the point where he was afraid he would die. The pre-incarnate Jesus Christ also appeared in the Old Testament as a figure known as the Son of Man. The 7th chapter of the book of Daniel, that prophet had a vision where he beheld, quote, "One like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him," unquote. When Jesus Christ stood before a Jewish council, as described in the 14th chapter of Mark's Gospel, the Savior confirmed that, quote, "The Son of Man in Daniel's vision was a direct reference to him." Jesus Christ told that Jewish council that, quote, "Ye shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven," unquote. His audience comprehended the significance of what he had just said. That led them to condemn him for committing what they perceived as blasphemy. The Old Testament alluded to the second person of the Trinity, God the Son. It alluded to the first person of the Trinity, God the Father. The next session we will study verses relating to God the Holy Spirit. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.